Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 14. But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Verses 14 through 17, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Then looking in the Old Testament, the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years and your life will be satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. She will place a lovely wreath on your head. She will present you with a beautiful crown. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. I will teach you wisdom's ways and lead you in straight paths. When you walk, you won't be held back. When you run, you won't stumble. Take hold of my instructions. Don't let them go. Guard them, for they are the key to life. Don't do as the wicked do, and don't follow the path of evildoers. Don't even think about it. Don't go that way. Turn away and keep moving, for evil people can't sleep until they've done their evil deed for the day. They can't rest until they've caused someone to stumble. They eat the food of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like total darkness. They have no idea what they are stumbling over. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Verses 1 through 27, Proverbs chapter 4. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the power and the grace that rests upon your word. Thank you for your hand and mercy at work in and through it. Lord, thank you for the wisdom and the power that flows through your word and that flows through our lives as we read and meditate in your word. More and more empower us to be the faithful hearers and doers of your word you've called us to be, and help us to grow in our understanding of the need for us to be diligent students of your word who live your word and teach that wisdom to our children. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. He's going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I ask that you'd speak to us today. I ask that you'd speak through these scriptures. And I ask that we'd be listening, that we'd be open, available. And Father, I ask for wisdom, that we'd understand more and more of your word. Father, I know that before the crucifixion, Jesus set his face towards Jerusalem. He steeled himself, preparing himself and determining himself to go according to your purposes, to go and die on the cross. Father, you call us to set our faces towards you and to seek your face. So, Father, I ask that you'd help strengthen us and create more hunger for us to seek more of your heart. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. If you listen to the Hour of Intercession somewhat on a regular basis, you may know that some of the priorities we have is to help and encourage believers to become diligent and strong prayer warriors, and also to help believers overall to become just more faithful disciples, followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we've continued to move forward in our Ten Commandments project. And so we're very grateful to have with us today the mom and daughter team of Jamie and Paige Bendenya. And Paige did participate, and she did a great speech, and she'll be sharing that with us today. But we're grateful to have with us, not in studio today, we have them by phone, Jamie and Paige Bendenya. Jamie and Paige, how are you all today?
Doing well.
All right.
Good.
Great to have you all with us. And once again, want to say thank you all so much, Jamie, for you allowing your daughter, Paige, to participate. And we're grateful, Paige, for the fact that you did participate as well. And so, Paige, remind us again, how old did you say you are?
13.
You're 13. Okay, then. All righty. Well, Jamie, again, as Paige's mom, thank you for allowing her to participate. Were you surprised that Paige decided that she wanted to participate and do a speech in this project?
Well, you know, we try and raise her biblically and her sister too. But you know, when she said that she wanted to do it, it wasn't really a surprise to us because she does love to speak.
That's good. You know, Paige, you know, to be honest, I don't hear of a lot of young people that like to speak. So thank you again for being willing to do that. And again, you did a great job. So, and Jamie, as you observed Paige participating, you know, preparing her speech, doing the research, the preparation, do you feel like you saw her grow somewhat in her relationship with Christ?
Yes, she did. She researched the Ten Commandments more in depth and asked more questions and was more interested. And I was really glad to hear that you were hosting something like this, and I wish that more would host something like this for children, because it's so important for our children to be grown in the Lord from young, so that they won't be, you know, they won't walk away from Him when they're older.
Right. Well, yeah. One more. It is, of course, a project to help disciple children and help them get rooted in God's Word. And you know, the Word of God is the key to everything in life. And so we're grateful again that she participated. Well, Paige, again, thank you so much again for doing the speech. We're going to start off. I'm going to ask if you'll go ahead and share your speech, and then afterwards you're going to share scripture with us as well, though. But if you'll go ahead, Paige, now to share your Ten Commandments speech, please.
Okay. When my dad told me about the contest, the first reason that came to my mind as to why the Ten Commandments are important was because God said so. In John chapter 10, verse 16, a man came up to Jesus and asked him, "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus replied to the man, saying, "Knowest thou commandments?" Again, in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 17, Jesus says, "If thou willst enter into life, keep thou commandments." If Jesus says it twice, it must be pretty important. However, if that's not convincing enough, another reason that they are important is because they're essentially a moral guide. If you find yourself in a situation where you don't know what to do, you can turn to Exodus chapter 20, verses 12 through 17, and have a guide to base your decision on. A lot of people think that the Ten Commandments are rules meant to keep us from living our lives to the full potential. Really, this is a misconception. In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus says, "The thief cometh not, but to steal and to kill and to destroy." I am come that they may have life and that they might have it abundantly. In John chapter 8, verse 32, Jesus says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." The Ten Commandments are not meant to be thought of as prison bars put in place to keep us down. Rather, they should be thought of as traffic laws meant to keep us on the road to abundant life. It is also a misconception to think that God's commandments were limited to only 10. All throughout the Bible, they were given. A prime example of this is found in John chapter 13, verse 35. The new commandment tells us to love one another as Jesus has loved us. This commandment is commonly referred to as the 11th commandment. All of the commandments given throughout the Bible by God act as a guide on how to live life. If followed in truly repentance, or if not, Jesus has promised us everlasting life in the classic verse, John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God has so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Excellent, excellent, Paige. Thank you so much again for that great speech. And tell me again how old you said you were.
I'm 13.
You're 13. Are you sure you're 13? You sound like you're about 21 years old with the wisdom you shared. So, but again, great, great speech. Well, tell me, Paige, did you learn things that you didn't know in the midst of your doing research for the speech?
Yeah, I learned a lot of the placement for the verses that I've heard of, but I never really knew where they were at.
That's good. So would it be accurate to say then that you saw yourself grow in your walk with the Lord as you were doing this, carrying this project out?
Yeah, that would be pretty accurate.
That's good. All righty. Well, tell me, too, why would you say it's important for young people like yourself to read the Bible every day? Why would you say that's an important goal?
Like my mom said, you know, it's important to have it at like a young age so you don't walk away or get lost when you're older.
Yeah, very, very true. And that's something that I think every parent listening, I hope, really takes serious, because helping our children get rooted in the Word of God, I don't think we can overemphasize how important that is, because, you know, the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word, and the more we get rooted in the Word of God, become diligent students of Scripture, it blesses us, empowers us, and strengthens us. So again, great, great speech then, too. I'm going to share a word of prayer, and it'll probably be on the other side of the break before we get to the scriptures you're going to share with us, Paige. But, Lord, thank you again for Jamie. Thank you for Paige. Thank you for just the desire Paige had of participating. And thank you for the many people, young people and adults, that will be inspired as a result of hearing that outstanding speech that Paige shared. Father, stir us as parents and as believers who work with young people. Stir us to become much more diligent in helping and teaching and training our children to be the students of your word that they need to be. Help us to recognize that in the midst of a dangerous and crazy and difficult and dark world in so many ways, your word is pure light. It gives us guidance, strength, help, hope, and encouragement in ways that we really need it. Help us to be diligent to live that, and help us to be diligent to pass that on to our children. Lord, help us as parents to grow an understanding of how to effectively disciple our children, helping them to come to know Christ, and then helping them to really grow strong, to become the diligent students of Scripture, and to become the faithful disciples and followers of Christ you'd have them to be. Thank you for the opportunity. And Lord, help us to grow an understanding of the joy that is found in discipling our children. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guests today are Jamie and Paige Vendegna. And Paige participated in our Ten Commandments Project Speech Challenge, and we just heard her outstanding speech. We're going to pick up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Your hands. Help me to stay that way through all life. life's demands, cause they chip and they nag and they pull at me. And every little thing I make up my mind to be, like I'ma be a daddy who's in the mix, and I'ma be a husband who stays legit. And I pray that I'm an artist who rises above the road that is wide and filled with self-love. Everything that I see draws me, though it's only in you that I can truly see that it's a feast full of eyes, a low blow to purpose. And I'm a little kid at a three-ring circus.
Flashes, say they think that it's you, but they don't know that who you are is not what you do. True, we get it twisted when we peek at the charts. Yo, before we part, from the start, where's your heart?
You a pimp?
Hustler, tell me what's your title? America has no more stars, now we call them idols. You said idol, while we teach prosperity. The first thing to prosper should be inside me. Not because of 22s on the range, but Christ came in range. We said yes, now we change. Not the same, even though I met a fall. Since I got that call, no more Saul, now I'm Paul. Yep.
I don't
of Toby Mac with Lose My Soul. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, we're grateful to have as our phone guest today, Jamie and Paige Bendinya. And again, Paige was one of the young people that participated in our Ten Commandments Project speech challenge, did an excellent job in sharing her speech in the first segment. And we're grateful to have the two of them sharing about just the experience of going and participating in the project. And again, I want to remind you too, the Ten Commandments Project that we've been carrying on here through American Family Radio has been going on for several years, and it is a discipleship project. One of the goals is to encourage parents to become much more diligent and deliberate about discipling their children. And we hope that some parents would at least take segments of the project to take and use on their own, whether they participate specifically and do things just like Jamie and Paige are doing coming on a broadcast. And we're honored to have them to come on. I wish we could have every single young person that did a speech to come on a broadcast. But whether or not that happens, the important thing is that discipleship is happening in our home. So we do hope that you're encouraged in your home to be more diligent and deliberate about the work of discipleship in your home. Well, again, Jamie is Paige's mom. And Jamie, again, as far as your daughter's concerned too, then, if you had just to say a word of encouragement to other parents, what would you say to them about them being more diligent in doing the work of discipleship as well as participating in projects like this? What word of encouragement could you share with other parents?
You know, I would encourage every parent to disciple their child in the Lord, because, you know, if we do not do it, if we do not take the steps to lead our children to eternal life, the world will teach them not to. And I think we see that all over right now in the way that the schools are turning a lot of children away from becoming someone who can be in Christ, someone who is sure about who they were born and who they are as a person, and not changing that and going against everything that God stands for. And we all really need to stand up against that. Mm. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes is, if we do not teach our children to follow Christ, the world will teach them not to. Mm. And it's so true, and we're seeing it over and over today.
Right. Well, Jamie, thank you for sharing that. You're so right that the need is for us to recognize that our doing our job as parents to disciple our children is critical, because if we don't do our job, the world and the devil will certainly try to disciple them in darkness if they possibly can. So thank you for sharing that. Jamie, you had a scripture that you wanted to share with our listeners as well.
Yes, it kind of goes along with all of this, but, you know, it's Proverbs 22:6, and it says to train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it. So really, just, you know, if we train them as young people to follow God, they will always have that. Even if they stumble throughout life, they will always have that in the back of their mind.
Mm. Excellent wisdom. Thank you, Jamie, for sharing that. All right. Well, Paige, you were going to share a couple scriptures with us as well. So, Paige, you said you're just starting the eighth grade, correct?
Yes.
All righty then. Okay. Now, you're sure you're 13 now? Are you positive?
I'm positive.
Okay. Glad to know that. Okay. You were going to go ahead and share a couple scriptures with us.
Yes. So my favorite verse in the Bible is Luke chapter 7, verse 50, when Jesus tells the woman that your faith hath saved you, go in peace. Mm. And
excellent.
Yeah, one day I was reading the Bible, and that one really kind of just spoke to me.
Mm. Excellent scripture. Thank you. And you were going to share one more passage from Psalms as well, right?
Yes. Psalms 19.
Okay.
And it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their word to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit it to the other end. And there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord is true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, ye than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. And in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from the secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart
be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Paige. You're an excellent reader. Thank you for sharing that powerful passage from the book of Psalms. Paige, any additional before you and your mom go, any additional encouragement that's on your heart you'd like to encourage other young people to do in the way of reading their Bible, in the way of learning the Ten Commandments, any encouragement you wish to share at this time with other young people?
It's just really important because life is short, and if you're not with God, there's consequences, say the least.
Excellent wisdom. Thank you, Paige. Thank you for that word of wisdom. And Father, again, thank you for Jamie. Thank you for Paige. Thank you again for them. And thank you for all the other young people and their parents who did participate in the Ten Commandments Project. And thank you for the many other lives who were touched as people have heard some of the speeches, the outstanding speeches like Paige's that shared wisdom from young people as they learned about the Ten Commandments and were learning and sharing how to apply them. Father, more and more, stir us as the church to be diligent, to disciple our children, to help them to come to know Christ, and then to help them to grow up and become strong in their walk with the Lord. Help us to be wise enough to help our children to become the kingdom warriors you would have them to be, even at a young age, knowing that they, too, have to step out on the battlefield of life every single day. Thank you for them. Anoint them and anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer. Stir us to be the praying, worshiping, and reading and studying believers you've called us to be as your church. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Again, Jamie and Paige, thank you all so much again for being with us today. We're going to let you all go, but thank you. And I'm hoping that we can get you all back sometime. And Paige, if you'll do some more Bible reading for me, we really like to have young people like you to come on and read. So you think you might do that for us again in the future?
Yes.
All right. Well, you all be blessed and keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. All right. Again, we're grateful that they were able to be with us again. Jamie was the mom and Paige was the daughter who participated in our Ten Commandments Project Speech Challenge. And each year, I think there's a sense in which I think the project gets better and better as we see young people participating, using their gifts, their skills, their talents to prepare a speech based on the wisdom of God's Word as found specifically within the context of the Ten Commandments and sharing that with the world. It's so powerful to think and realize that our children and youth can be warriors who are doing the work of building God's kingdom and tearing down the kingdom of darkness as they take the light of God's word and share it with the world. Please pray much for all the young people that participate, and pray that more and more parents would take a project like this and use it for the discipleship of their children as well. Thank you again, Lord, for, again, those two individuals, Jamie and Paige, that were with us today. Thank you for all the young people and their families who are a part of the Ten Commandments Project this year. And thank you for the work that you did in their lives as they participated. And Lord, thank you for the body of Christ and the opportunity we have of being able to be involved in the wonderful and the great and the very critical work of making disciples amongst our children and our youth. Stir us more and more to recognize how critically important it is to know that doing the work you've called us to in carrying out the Great Commission as found in Matthew chapter 28 is so critically important. Help us to be mindful, Lord, that in the kingdom of God, it's certainly true that the best defense is an offense. And it's simply as we obey diligently and passionately obey your word that keeps us on offense as we build your kingdom and tear down the kingdom of darkness. We thank you for that opportunity. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, once again, I want to remind you that if we share articles that encourage and strengthen you in your walk, we want you to email us to get copies. Again, joseph@afr.net is my email. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please be sure and email us and let us know if you want to get copies. We're going to, just a moment, share an additional article entitled Children Who Read the Word of God. We'll probably get started with it. We'll have to finish on the other side. But I want to encourage you, please email us to get a copy of it. Again, the title, children who read the word of God. Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Again, Psalm 119, verse 105. Then 1 Timothy 4:13, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Again, 1 Timothy 4:13. Then Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12, 1 through 2. And then Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. And we can pick up on the other side, continuing the article entitled Children Who Read the Word of God. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. Covenant Church with I Will Lift Up My Eyes. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. I want to continue to remind our listeners that we're in the midst of our National Truth for Youth Bible Week here at American Family Radio. Now through the end of this week, the Friday of this week, American Family Radio and Revival Fires International are partnering to provide the only hope for teens, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, as they return to school. We're encouraging you to help us reach a generation of young people and get the Word of God back into public schools through the distribution of the popular Truth for Youth Bible for teens across our nation. Please keep in mind that in these troubled times, our young people need real hope. the hope that is found in Jesus Christ. And they need Jesus. They need God's word. So as Christian young people reach their campuses for Christ, God, in turn, more and more can reach cities and nations. So we're inviting you to be a part of this very, very important project. During this particular week, keep in mind, this is how the project works. Revival Fires International is giving one free Truth for Youth Bible to every student between the ages of 13 to 18 who promises to pass it on to a friend this school year. The Truth for Youth Bible consists of the entire New Testament and full-color comics that present the gospel and moral truths at the front of the Testament. And keep in mind, too, the Truth for Youth Bible is now available in Spanish as well. And over a million Truth for Youth copies have already been given away over the past 20 years as a result of this project as we partner with Revival Fires Ministries. Thousands of young people have received Christ. More than 25,000 have gotten saved through this project over the last 20 years. Our goal this year is we're asking you to help us get at least 60,000 Bibles into the hands of teens. So parents, keep in mind, the teens can order the Bibles that they will take and pass on to an unsaved friend, or the parents or grandparents can order the Bible on behalf of their son or daughter or teen. And keep in mind, you also can order larger quantities of the Bible for just $2 a piece. And so, and we are encouraging individuals to at least get a copy of one, order one. And again, $2 is a very, very inexpensive price. Order one, just at least see what it looks like. It's a wonderful evangelism and discipleship tool. Again, a full New Testament with these unique comics that address critical issues that young people face today in our culture. So, and each comic itself carries the story of the gospel within it too. So two different ways to order the free Bibles. Visit tfy.org to order online anytime. Again, that's tfy.org. Or you can call 1-844-530-8890. Again, that's 1-844-530-8890 between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So once again, to go online to order, go to tfy.org to order online anytime. Again, TFY, which of course is stands for Truth for Youth, tfy.org to order online anytime, or call between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Call this number, 1-844-530-8890. Again, that's 1-844-530-8890. We hope that you will get involved. I have the privilege of pastoring Bethlehem Church in Winona, Mississippi. We're going to order a case of 100 for our church, and our goal is to let the young people within our church to use them, and also we'll have them to distribute to other young people that we know. I would encourage you to prayerfully consider to seeing if you and or your church could order a whole case to share with young people as well. Hope that you will consider that. Well, getting back again, we were sharing from an article, and let's pick up there again. The title of the article is Children Who Read the Word of God. If you want to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net, and we'll be glad to get a copy of this article to you. Again, the title, Children Who Read the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 105, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Again, Psalm 119, verse 105. 1 Timothy 4:13, Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Again, 1 Timothy 4:13. Then Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Again, Romans 12, 1 and 2. Then Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, The Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Again, Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. Many parents have never encouraged their children to read the Word of God out loud to them on a daily basis. It's simply not been the priority for many that it should be. Christian parents often take their children to Sunday school and church, and that's a great thing, and that's exactly what Christian parents should do. But sadly, having their children read the Word of God out loud to them every day, along with church attendance, has just not been important enough to so many. Allow me to make a case why it would be very wise to change this reality. Consider this important question and the answers to it. What happens when a child reads the Word of God? What takes place in the life of a young person who is faithfully taking time to read God's Word every day? Number one, remember that child is spending time with Jesus. He or she is spending time interacting with Jesus as they take time to read His Word. That child is spending time listening to the wisdom, the eternal wisdom, the grace, the power, and insight of the Creator of the universe. See John 1:1, John 6:63, and Romans 12:1 and 2. What more productive activity could your child possibly be doing? Number two, that young person is receiving the most powerful, life-changing, and uplifting insight in all of the universe. The transforming power of the Word of God is working on the mind and heart of this young person. The Word of God is impacting this youth in many very fruitful ways. See Romans 12:1 and 2. In Proverbs chapters 1 and 2. Number three, this youth is spending time in the presence of Christ and God. And when any person spends time in the presence of God, he or she will not be the same on the other side of that time. See John chapter 1, verse 1. Researchers at the Center for Bible Engagement found some interesting insights about the importance of and place of reading Scripture in the life of a believer. According to their research, the life of someone who engages and spends time in Scripture four or more times a week looks radically different from the life of someone who does not. They discovered that the lives of believers who do not engage the Bible most days of the week, 3 days or less, are statistically the same as the lives of unbelievers. Spending time reading and meditating on Scripture daily is much more important than so many really understand. So parents, if you begin the family habit of having your child read the Word of God out loud to you daily, great things can begin to happen in your child's heart and life. Why is it important for your child to read out loud to you, the parent? Because you know for sure that he or she has spent time reading the Word of God on that given day. Sometimes a parent may tell a child, "Go read your Bible." Maybe the child will, maybe not. Our children are human beings, and as much as we'd like to think our children will do exactly as we tell them, that's just not always what happens. When you make time each day to have them read the Word of God out loud to you, you can know this for a fact. You know that they've spent time reading the Word of God on that day. Children and youth today are filling their minds with something. Sadly, too often it's been darkness, toxic information, and wicked worldly thinking and perspectives. Too many youths have filled their minds with pornography, online garbage, demonic insights from dark movies and TV shows, horror movies, etc. And too many youths spend hours playing dark video games and doing things online that are very negative spiritually, mentally, and otherwise. The blessed Word of God is pure light. There's absolutely nothing better for your children spiritually, mentally, and emotionally than the Word of God and spending time in it. We are told in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. The Word of God heals all the ills of life. Let me say that again. The Word of God heals all the ills of life. It's pregnant with the ability to bless us. The transforming power of God's word is undeniable, it's powerful, and it's very mighty in every way for good. We hope that you will start that habit of having your children read no less than 3 chapters out loud to you today. Again, the title of the article, Children Who Read the Word of God. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Christ to come into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life, today is a great day to make that step and give your life to Christ. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live all my life for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We would like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong and put down deep roots in your new walk and relationship with Jesus Christ. Please do get in touch with us. Please email us again, joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you. If you'd like to get a copy of the article we shared, Children Who Read the Word of God, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'd be glad to get that to you. And once again, if you'd like to order Truth for Youth Bibles this week, again, 2 ways, go to tfy.org to order online. Again, that's tfy.org. Or you can call 1-844-530-8890 between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We hope that you will do that. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.